Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do live acoustic sessions here on Sunday mornings, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com for more information. And joining us here in the studio today, Mr. Dustin Furlow is back. How are you, Dustin?
I'm great. Good morning, Hunter.
Yeah, good morning to you. What would you like to play for us first? I know you've been busy recording, and we're going to talk about that. But what would you like to play for us first before we do that?
I'd like to play my favorite track from my latest album, Woodscapes. This is a song called Andy's Gift.
Excellent. Here is Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Wow. Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. And we are streaming this live on Facebook, so if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. And welcome back to the show, Dustin.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah. So tell me about the new record, Woodscapes, and how it came to be. And why did you want to do an all-instrumental album?
Honestly, it's something I've wanted to do since I started this whole pursuing of a music career. I wanted to do it before I did a songwriter album, before I did a full band album. I just wasn't really ready, and mm-hmm. I kind of recognized that. There's a certain like caliber you have to work towards, and you have to organize finding the right person to record with, and you know how to send out your album to the right platforms and stuff. So I didn't really want to rush it. But working with Kim Person was really it was a really pleasurable experience, and I'm honestly really proud to have, you know, both our names on it now. So, but the instrumental guitar thing is something I've wanted to do since like 2010 or 11 when I first heard Annie McKee, which that song is dedicated to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, we played that. You sent it to me, and now I'm waiting for the rest of the record so we can play that, too.
Yeah, yeah, I brought you a copy. So. Yeah,
well, thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah, man.
So what was it like working with Kim? She's worked with so many great people, Tommy Emmanuel and Stephen Bennett and people like that. What was it like working with her?
It was really intimidating. And I hope she – I think she probably picked up on that the first session or two when half of what I was recording was really rushed and kind of – it's funny, like as you know, I play full time, and like, you know, usually Wednesday through Sunday I have a gig, and I don't get stage fright at all. In fact, I feel most comfortable when I'm playing live. But if you put a microphone in front of me or a camera, it's like I get like crazy. Like the record button turns on this like little anxiety, and so I would look up and see like signed pictures of Tommy Emmanuel on the wall, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm in like the presence of the kingdom, you know. I was like, the stress is on, you know.
Where did you record it? I mean, where was it physically recorded?
She has a really, really nice studio in Yorktown that her and her father built. And her father was, I believe he was an engineer for NASA. So the engineering and care that went into her studio is just like second to none. It was pretty surreal. It, like I said, it took me about a full day to really like shake off the, you know, the heebie-jeebies of being in such a, you know, immaculate studio.
Yeah.
So
she masters it somewhere else, right? It isn't mastered here locally, is it?
Yeah. No, she has a guy in Nashville that handles a lot of her mastering, and she might do some herself, but, you know, if she sends her stuff to another guy, it must be really good for her, you know, to trust them over what she does, which is already amazing.
How long did it take to record?
About a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was really picky about a lot of things, and she was too. So it wasn't honestly just like go in, hit record, and then, you know, nail it first try or anything like that. It was actually a pretty lengthy process to get it like the way that we would be happy with it, you know, to basically instill it forever, you know. So
now the pieces on the album, how long did they take to write? How long had you been working on this musically?
So this was a 10-track album. Four of the songs were actually previously released. Two were on The Sound You Call Home, and two were on my EP solo. So that's Cherokee Lake, The Elder Tree, Strange New World, and what's the other one? Why am I drawing a blank? It's on the album.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of early, sorry.
People will pick it up and find out.
They'll pick it up and find out, yeah. But I reimagined those four songs, so they're not recorded anything like the previous versions. They're in different tunings. And yeah, I just figured I'd do something new and fun for the album for those. But the other six tracks have all been finished in the last year or so, but they've spanned about 3 or 4 years. They just didn't make it onto my earlier records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another one for us here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's
tune up really quick.
What's this one going to be?
So this song is called Elder Tree. Or The Elder Tree, I should say.
And this is new, more or less, within the last year.
This one was on The Sound You Call Home.
Okay.
And for the guitar players that are listening, that last song was in open D, and this one is in standard.
Oh, okay.
Just for some perspective.
I didn't know there was a standard. That shows you how much I know about guitars.
There's, so standard tuning is like basically just what most guys in rock bands and what I'm normally in. For fingerstyle stuff, it's just fun to mess around and go to different tunings.
Sure.
But yeah, this song is called The Elder Tree, and this is basically, in short, it's about a tree that hung over a creek in my backyard growing up, the house that I lived in for like 10 years.
Okay.
And it was kind of like my place of quiet. And when I moved, I drove back by the house maybe a couple years after, and the tree had been cut down. And
oh, no.
This song was written basically out of that. So it's kind of like a nod towards enjoying the simple things in life that actually carry a lot of weight. So
sure.
It's called The Elder Tree.
Here's Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. Very nice.
Thanks.
Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. And so you were mentioning that that you didn't feel like you were ready. You had to feel like you were ready to do this album. What made you finally say, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this?
Well, it was a mixture of a couple things. One was that I finally got a guitar that I really loved the sound of, and that's this one. I ordered this from a guy in Canada almost a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, but it took 9 months to make. When I finally got it, actually this next song is going to be called Finally, and it was written like the day that I got the guitar, because it just felt like it was like
finally,
yes, like this is the thing I've worked for so long. And so getting a good recording instrument that played in tune, as long as, you know, I kept it in tune.
Yeah.
And, you know, just having the cover of the album also was this too, and I used elements of like the woods and the design of this guitar for the graphics. Well, I sent it to the graphics guy, Sean DeBurka, to sort of work with to make the cover and stuff like that. So that was another thing to check off the list. I mean, I thought I was ready, but like I said, when I got to Kim's studio, I was like, it took me a good like couple of days to acclimate and get over the whole recording button fear and whatnot. So it's a weird thing, like, you know, just doing stuff like this, you wouldn't think that there's any sort of like intimidation factor that goes into it as much as I do this, but there still is every now and then. It's a good and a bad thing, you know.
Well, I mean, when you're doing it live, you can't necessarily start over again, but at least on recording, yeah, you can say, okay, I didn't like that recording. Yeah. Let's do it again.
Yeah. And the main thing I think I remember was like, crap, is Kim going to want to work with me again? Like, I'm telling her to start over so many times, you know, because I'm so picky about intros and, you know, how a song starts off, if it feels right, that sort of thing. But yeah, I think it's the next album with her is going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually going to do a songwriter album with her for the next thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, five song EP probably.
Oh, wow. That's
sort of
cool.
Like Sound You Call Home, you know, kind of in the vein of Only Autumn in the Garden, those songs. So I'm going to return to that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
I saw that, Denise.
Yeah, Denise is happy. Denise loves that song, Only Autumn. Well, it seems like you've become kind of a student of guitars. I've noticed a lot of your posts on Facebook are about guitars. You like to go to the guitar symposiums or whatever, or guitar shops, and look at them and try them out.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of something that developed in the last couple of years. Like, just when I finally got to play like a really good guitar, it's like, wow. Like, you kind of see what that can do for your music, and it's kind of a addicting thing to like play different guitars from all over the world. Like, the best one I've ever played was made by Michi Matsuda, and the guitar was $22,000, but it literally it played itself. It was
really
surreal. It was like, wow, like, these people aren't crazy to ask this amount of money, because like, they put their heart and soul into it. You know, these guys work in their basements of their homes, chiseling away at these instruments. It's just really inspiring.
What makes the best guitar as far as wood is concerned, do you think?
There's a lot of different, you know, I guess, what's the word? The right word I'm looking for. People like to accept that the Holy Grail woods are Adirondack spruce and Brazilian rosewood, because that's what Martin used before the war, and that's kind of like a widely accepted thing, but it's not really true.
Okay.
For instance, this guitar is made from plain American black walnut, and a lot of people don't think that's the greatest tone wood, but really it comes down to the builder and how they voice the instrument. So I just love the look and smell of walnut. My dad used to work with it in the garage, so I know the smell of it. I know how like it looks, and it's sort of like a more sentimental thing, but the sound is still great, obviously, because Mark Beneteau is a great luthier. But a lot of times builders will try to say that endangered woods like Brazilian rosewood and, you know, cocobolo and African blackwood are the best sounding because they're the most expensive and they have to sell their guitars. So,
right.
It's not necessarily the truest, you know.
Gotcha.
Everybody's ears are different is what I'm saying.
Sure. We're talking with Dustin Furlow here on Under Its Sunrise, who has a new album out called Woodscapes. What else would you like to play for us here?
I'd like to end with a tune called Finally.
Oh, yes. That's right. When you got the guitar.
Yeah. So this one's also in standard tune.
Okay. Here is Dustin Furlow here on Under at Sunrise. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, I can hardly wait to listen to all of this record. It sounds so good.
Thank you, man.
Awesome.
That's the first track on the album, finally. So.
Yeah, yeah. You put finally as the first song.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you going to be playing anywhere where people can see you real soon? Or
do
you have
a couple,
anything coming up?
Yeah. You know what? I should have thought of that before. Hold on there. I got a couple coming up. I got Grain on Wednesday in Norfolk.
Okay.
I'll be there 8 to 12. I'll also be playing at the Oyster Farm Seafood Eatery on Friday. That's in Cape Charles, if there's anybody listening from there.
All right.
Branches Wine Tasting Room this Saturday from 6:30 to 9:30. That's in Chesapeake.
Okay.
And that's just it for this week.
Where can people pick up on where you're playing?
Yeah, so if you liked what you heard, if you can go on dustinfurlow.com, there's a show section, and I just updated it yesterday, so it's current, everything on there. It's pretty much like half the summer's filled already for stuff, so I'll be in OBX in a couple of weeks as well with Matt Thomas for Picking on the Porch. That's in Manteo, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, there's a couple other little random things outside of Hampton Roads, too, but most of the time I'm in Virginia Beach or Norfolk, as you know.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, the name of the album, again, is Woodscapes, and besides your shows, can people pick it up elsewhere, or is it just on?
Yes, absolutely. So my website, if you have PayPal, or I think it might even give you different options to pay, but... there's a shop section that has all my CDs. There's three, and has the track lists on each of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get like a triple album bundle for like $40.
Also, if you go to our website, hunteratsunrise.com, on the article for Dustin here today, there is a link to that website. So if you want to go there and link up with his website, you can do that as well. Thanks for doing this today, Dustin.
No,
it's been great.
Yeah, man. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's always, when I get back to live shows, I like to have something special, and I knew you would fill the bill.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Dustin Furlow here on Hunter at Sunrise.